is bird note. Although we may think of autumn as a sort of winding down period, for birds, it's as much a season of renewal as the spring. In October and November, we embrace the annual arrival of our winter birds, which spent their summer in breeding territories far to the north. In many parts of the lower 48 states, autumn is the time when the juncos arrive. The arrival of dark-eyed juncos is so characteristic of the colder months that many people call them simply snowbirds. The white-throated sparrow travels well into northern Canada during the breeding season. But in autumn, you'll find them kicking up leaf litter from the east all the way down into Texas and even into the southwest. And October and November mark the southward move of those massive white birds, the swans. In the fall and winter, tundra swans fly to wetlands in the west and mid-Atlantic. While the larger trumpeter swans return to the Pacific Northwest. So, welcome back, and thanks for giving new life to the winter landscape. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
How do you become radio's best friend? Good news, you already are. Listeners like you keep us company through the busy days and late nights, sharing songs, moments, and memories. I'm Aiden, and during this year's Fun Drive, we're asking our best friends, that's you, to show their support by making a donation now at cjsffundrive.ca or by texting donate to 778-782-257.
Mamle, Friends, family, spirits from far and wide, you are listening to Wandering Rhythms Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is a double trouble sort of episode. Two things at once is what I meant to say. We have begun the annual global horror spooktacular here on Wandering Rhythms, 2 hours of music honoring this dark, dark time of year when we embrace the spirits, when we pay attention to them more than usual. And yes, as we get into this week, up to Halloween, 2 hours of the more experimental music that we play on this program. It's a show where, well, I feel like I get to cut loose a little bit more than usual and not avoid the crazy, dark, experimental sounds. So, yes, music spanning the world, as always, on Wandering Rhythms, but instead of going to a specific place, in the second hour of the show, we'll just do full 2 hours of global horror. Harder to find in some parts of the world, that's for sure, like sub-Saharan Africa or maybe South America, where the music is generally very, very beautiful, I would say, overall, for lack of a better term, very joyful. You could say. Yeah, well, we find music from those places too. So, yes, I'm Nick Legacy. This is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, the Student Union building here on this little mountain called Burnaby. And this is also our annual fundraising week. The CJSF Fund Drive just began this morning. And this year, if you're listening live, October 28th to November 3rd, 2024, the fund drive. So yes, if you would like to help support CJSF Radio in our annual campaign to raise money to help support the station, keep things running and improving, well, please visit the website cjsf.ca/donate, and there you can choose an amount, you can include all your details, and yes, we would very much appreciate you being a part of CJSF's fund drive. But yes, we're going to continue this music show, Wandering Rhythms, with a brand new piece of music, very intriguing, out of Egypt/Canada. So a band from Cairo, they still go back and forth between Cairo and Montreal, and they're called Asyad. Oh, by the way, I'll let you know what we started off the program with. Almost forgot there. That was, I wouldn't say that's like Halloween themed, but it had a bit of a dark yet groovy touch to it. It was Manjit Kondal with the song Ishkan de Mamle, which was a Mr. Scruff more groovy remix of the song. And this is from a compilation from the 80s, or of 80s music, that is, that has recently been issued, called Naya Beat, and that was Naya Beat Volume 1. The second volume is upcoming, South Asian Dance and Electronic Music from 1983 to 92. So yes, once again, the song Ishkan de Mamle from Manjit Kondal. And yes, so moving on to what's happening next on the show, we have, yes, Asyad, based in Montreal, but with strong roots in Cairo, and they have spent years researching the Egyptian Zar traditions, that's Z-A-R, a possession cult that incorporates music and dance into its rituals, aiming to establish reconciliation between individuals and the spirits. Asyad is the name of the spirits, I believe, believed to inhabit their bodies, the Asyad spirits, causing illness. So the Asyad, I guess you could say they're evil spirits, represent the projection of fears and anxieties, and the Zar ritual seeks to alleviate suffering, challenges, and conflicts faced by the individual. So it's a sort of exorcism, I could say. At the heart of the Zar ceremony, an ensemble guides the devotees through a trance dance, breaking down barriers to personal identity through rhythmic and melodic patterns deeply rooted in emotional and cultural contexts. This allows individuals in a trance to identify with the possessing spirits, providing a unique sensory experience. So the leader of this band went to Cairo to undertake a 20-day residency with Zar musicians, and then they brought these musicians back to to Montreal for a three-week residency a couple years later. And long story short, this is a result of this cross-pollination between a alternative metal band and czar ritual musicians. Okay, so now you got the background, and we're going to hear a song called Genie Lambo. Some very interesting music coming at you right here. This is Asyad on Wandering Rhythms Radio, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain in the ancestral territory of the Coast Salish people.
الغيب عندنا يا
يا ولاد الجن الاحمر الغيب عندنا يا
يا سلطان الجن الاحمر الغيب عندنا يا
يا دستور يا ابو برنوس احمر الغيب عندنا
يا سلطان الجن الاحمر الغيب عندنا يا
يا ولاد الجن الاحمر الغيب عندنا يا
يا سلطان
salió mi Dios. Oh,
You're listening to some sweet Welsh witches on CJSF radio. This is Wandering Rhythms, and you know that's so nice. Let's just let them continue to brood spells in the background here. So yes, singing in their words, singing black lit liturgies of bog bodies caked in mud. That's a nice sentence. Black lit liturgies of bog bodies caked in mud, entranced by nocturnal landscapes flickering in the moon glow, and powered by queer enchantment. Triswchn Fenywog, our Welsh language gothic avant rock power coven, exhumed from the depths of Leeds experimental underground. The trio consists of, I'm sorry, I'm not going to read their names, but there's three of them. They're Welsh, and it's very, I'm just not doing any service to the Welsh language at all. Anyhow, the band only formed 2 years ago, and that record just came out this summer. Great summer soundtrack. So they are called, once again, if I may, Triswchn Fenywog. And we heard a song known as Ye Trawsnewidiad. So, yeah, spells in Welsh language. Zithers, all zithers, by the way. All zithers all the time with these three women. Okay, so they are, I guess, from Northern England or Wales-ish, around there, anyway. Before that, we heard some cumbia music from Los Angeles. That was San Cha with the song, title track of an EP called Capricho del Diablo. And we started off that set of music with hybrid Canadian-Egyptian combo Asyad. That's A-S-S-Y-A-D, with an album that just came out a few days ago, just in time for this festive dark season, the album Massive Scar Era, and we heard a song called Genie Lambo. So a mix of progressive metal and Tsar possession music of Egypt, which seems to be mostly voices and percussion. Yes, beautiful Arabic percussion, polyrhythms. And so that was that. And this is, yes, Wandering Rhythms, CJSF's annual fun drive, week-long fundraising campaign to keep the station going strong and stronger than strong and better than ever. And yes, cjsf.ca, that's where you can donate. Even cjsf.ca/donate brings you right to the appropriate page if you'd like to help contribute to the station's well-being. And keeping on this fun drive Halloween special, we're going to move on to the Stranger Things theme song done in Caribbean steel pan. What could be like the funnest juxtaposition between dark music and the lightest instrument on earth? Well, you're about to hear it. Enjoy. This is Wandering Rhythms Radio.